KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We also like to check out cycling opportunities elsewhere, and we're going as far elsewhere as we possibly can. We are heading out to Romania, where Emily Sinkhorn is there doing a bike tour through Serbia and Romania. And good morning, Emily.
Good morning and good evening here.
Yes, I guess it is about, what, probably 6:33 there local time in the evening.
Yeah, correct.
Wow, that's fantastic. 10 hours ahead. Now, hope I get the pronunciation right. You were in Nasod, Romania?
Correct. We are in the kind of between the Transylvania and Maramureș areas of Romania, so kind of in the north.
Transylvania, and it really exists.
It really does, and we have traveled through a lot of different unique regions so far in Romania, and before that, we started the trip in Belgrade, Serbia, and we've had a lot of diverse riding experiences, and since I'm typically a co-host for Happy Trails on the second Tuesday of the month, I thought, oh, well, maybe we'll just have a special show to talk about bike touring and just some reflections on so far on this trip.
Well, it's taking bike touring to an extreme. We had it all the way to Eastern Europe right there. This is pretty dang cool. Curious why you chose this part of the world.
Yeah, I really enjoy getting to check out areas at a slower pace of travel. So with walking and biking, you get to spend more time in an area. You get to have more meeting people that you wouldn't otherwise because you're stopped along the road having a snack. And I really enjoy traveling and getting to experience other cultures and try to understand what life is like for people in other places. Especially being a cyclist and someone who likes to see how infrastructure is made for walking and biking in other parts of the world. I was able to travel to Europe last summer and experience some other places. And while doing that, my travel buddy Aaron and I got the idea that we were in Croatia and Slovenia last summer, and we really enjoyed being in some of the former Yugoslavian republics. So kind of Serbia was the next sort of logical choice. And then we started talking about Romania because of a lot of its natural beauty. It's one of the only places in Europe where there are bears and wolves. There's a lot of forest and a lot of really interesting landscape that has been managed for agriculture and small-scale agriculture for many generations. So it's kind of all those reasons are how we chose to be in this part of Eastern Europe.
Do either of you speak any of the local languages?
We do not. We have practiced especially some key phrases that have helped
always
us
good.
Really get by.
Like, where's the bathroom?
So we got the simple things down, especially talking about food and places to stay and understanding how to order white wine and bread. Mm-hmm. So the key things. But I definitely recognize that being able to have more of a vocabulary would allow us to connect with even more people. But we have been fortunate to connect with a lot of people so far to really try to understand what life is like here.
So just out of curiosity, I've traveled to certain parts in Asia, and a lot of folks actually speak English, which kind of surprised me. What about that part of the world? Are there a lot of English speakers?
Oh, yes, there are really a lot. I would say in Serbia in particular, there were we spoke English kind of all the time, and definitely in more of the larger towns here in Romania, more people speak English, and now we're in a much more rural location. So we've been getting by on some, you know, small numbers of vocabulary.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it. That's how you've got to do it. So now a good chunk of Europe generally prioritizes biking and pedestrian needs much higher than they do in the United States. Is that also the case there in Eastern Europe?
And I would say not yet.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, in Northern Europe and in Northern Italy, there is a great network of especially separated cycle tracks.
Right.
For bikes to connect from one town to the next, one city to the next. And it's really a whole system that you can use that's really well integrated with other transportation and really integrated with everyday life. And that is not yet the case here in Serbia and Romania. The one thing that is exciting, especially, you know, through Serbia and Romania, is we traveled on part of the Eurovelo 6 cycle route, and
mm-hmm.
this is a series of well-signed cycling routes that go across Europe. So the Eurovelo 6 starts in France, and then eventually it follows Danube, like we did, from Belgrade east, and it ends at the Black Sea.
Wow.
And that is one of many. And so it was great to be on this route for the first kind of 5 days of our trip, that we would see other touring cyclists occasionally. We thought we would see more than we did. But it's a growing network of cycling routes that are, sometimes there's trails, often it's more just lower volume of traffic roads.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems a great way to see a lot of different places. And then once we turned kind of north into Romania, we've been traveling kind of on our own and have made our own route.
Nice. Nice. What's been your highlight of this trip thus far? Is there anything that really stands out?
I think the highlight for me is seeing the kind of the how land use is different
mm-hmm.
in different parts of the world, especially here in Romania. The structure of villages, where often you will leave one unique village and just a mile and a half down the road, you'll be in another unique village. And even though maybe the majority of the people that live there are farmers, they all live in town in the village and then travel out to their fields to work during the day. And so that just, it creates a much different type of land use pattern
mm-hmm.
than we're used to in the U.S. I've also really enjoyed seeing how people move about. We've seen a lot of people using bikes for transportation within town. I think maybe we've seen three road cyclists in Romania so far. I mean, we've cycled over 300 miles in Romania so far, and
wow.
I think we've seen three road cyclists, but
really?
We've seen so many people using their bike to get to the little market and using their bike to get to the fields to work. And a lot of horse and cart, and just there's a multimodal types of transportation happening on the road.
Hmm. Interesting. So a lot of local transportation needs being filled there. You'd think with that said that there would be you know, more infrastructure for bikes, but I guess they haven't gotten to that yet.
Yeah, and I think that is really coming, especially since Romania is a part of the EU, and with that, there really has seemed to come more money for development. And there, my travel buddy did visit Romania 18 years ago, and a lot has changed in that amount of time. So I think that type of development is coming. A couple nights ago, we were in a much more a community that's much more visited by tourists, in like kind of the heart of Transylvania.
So you were there. I'm just curious. Yeah. With Transylvania and its legend with vampires, do they play off on that at all?
There definitely is. There's not as much as I thought maybe there would be.
Uh-huh.
We did not go to like Bran's castle and some other places that maybe are more associated with Dracula, but we definitely went through one town, Sigishwara, where like Dracula was born, you know, quote unquote. But there really isn't, luckily, a lot of emphasis
not
on that kind of fiction.
But
this area is really has so many different cultural histories interweaving. Like, yes, we're in Romania, but we've been through some very some towns where 50% or more of people speak Hungarian, and we've been through some very Saxonian or German communities where there has been many generations of Germans living there. So there's a lot of different languages and cultures happening at once, and it's just really amazing to get to experience at the pace of a bike.
Yeah, well, that has been a very tumultuous part of the world over the past 100 years. So it's an interesting thing. There are a lot of cultures interweaving there, and having such a tumultuous experience over the past 100 years in that area, it probably does actually impact, you know, how the area, you know, what the area is like as far as the lifestyles.
Oh, certainly, and. Really, we have been through a lot of really vibrant towns. Like, there's a lot of local commerce going on and lots of people walking around and families. And it's been a real joy to get to kind of see that and to really be kind of go through and, yeah, really get to experience that.
Fantastic.
I did want to mention that, you know, yes, this has been much more of a challenging bike tour. But I think that it's something that is really possible for people to try out, even at home in Humboldt County. And I would say a couple resources that have been really helpful are kind of some offline mapping programs that really kind of help you find small roads and lower traffic roads or trails to travel by. And a lot of those are free that you can download and use. And there's a lot of great kind of resources for how to plan a route.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to get to do more of that back in our home of Humboldt County.
Fantastic. So with less emphasis on bike touring and bikes in general in that part of the world, have you felt safe riding on the roads there?
Yeah, I'm laughing because we had one of our more higher volume traffic roads the last 15 miles today. But we have really, I would say we've even gone to extremes to avoid higher traffic roads.
Mm-hmm.
We've done maybe a third of our miles have been not on pavement. So we've really looked for gravel roads, dirt tracks, grassy tracks through fields. Also, just thinking of land use again, it's amazing that many of these really tiny tracks are open and there's no gates. Like, they will go through to the next town even though you're really just cycling through farmers' fields and nobody else is around.
Wow.
So we've definitely, that's made it more difficult or more challenging, but it's made it so much better to be away from higher volume roads because the highways are needed for like big trucks, you know, to be on. And these are not like freeways like we're used to. They're just one lane in each direction. So it's great to avoid those.
Yeah.
The one thing that has been also exciting is that there are lots of flocks of sheep and goats that each flock is usually tended by a shepherd and I would say 1 to 10 dogs. So we have grown weary of seeing dogs in the distance, but in like every occasion we get off our bikes and start to walk and even though there's like a dozen dogs all around you, so they'll just be really kind of interested in you and come up and lick your legs. We're still weary each time because there's just giant sheepdogs, lots of barking, and
right.
You never know. But that's just been a cool thing to experience.
Wow. You are definitely hardcore. That is, you're not your everyday average cyclist. That is for sure. You are yeah. Definitely hardcore. I hope you've gotten a lot of good pictures on this trip.
Yes, we really have, and we have, and maybe at a later date we can share. We've been keeping a blog going, really
nice.
Trying to reflect really on what we've been experiencing, and especially trying to understand the history of, you know, of different places in Serbia and Romania and how that influences how things are today. And also just reflecting on, oh, like, this is different from what we typically experience in the West or what we typically experience in the U.S.
Yep.
And so that's bikingserbiaandromania.blogspot.com. But it's kind of just our running journal.
Nice. Fantastic. Well, you probably have to head off to dinner, I would imagine. It's that time of the evening for you.
Yes, it is.
It is.
That's very exciting.
All righty. Well, I'm thinking about breakfast. You have dinner.
Yes.
And good luck with the jet lag when you come back.
Thank you. It is great to get to experience other places, and then it makes me also excited to be back home and involved in the things I love. Back in Humboldt and Eureka.
You betcha. All right, Emily, thank you so much. Enjoy. How much more of your tour do you have left?
I think we have about 2 weeks.
Wow.
Remaining. Yeah.
Good for you. Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy yourself, and be safe.
Thank you very much, Cliff.
All right.
Nice to talk with you.
Take care. That is Emily Sinkhorn coming to us live from Nasud, Romania. The most long-distance Happy Trails we've ever had here. This Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails.